Knowing how important this game is for you guys, but it seems like you guys came out with the right attitude.
I don't know. When I'm in the ice with this group, I just enjoy, like, I just look at the guys, like, everybody work hard, like, we have the same tail, but, fuck, it's a really good group, you know. When we go in the ice, everybody ready to go, like, just enjoy, you know.
A little different game than we saw the last couple, because Bakersfield peppered you with shots, whereas, at least in the first period, your team really controlled it. You only took 7 shots. It's a little different than what you've been used to over the last little bit?
I don't know. I don't look how the team play. I just need to keep doing what I can do, you know, just keep playing, like, my game, my way, you know, like, I don't worry about they shoot, like, 40 shots or 10 shots, like, I just try and do what I can do, you know.
So is that a function of just trying to keep your game as simple as possible?
Yeah.
In that first period, your team had a lot of power plays, but in the second period, we saw a reversal, and obviously you were called upon a little bit more. Are you cognizant of that how important you play against the team's power play, knowing that if they put the puck in to the Moose zone, you've got a good chance of clearing it out, so they have to adjust their power play?
Yeah. I don't understand your question, actually.
I'm just saying in terms of your role on the penalty kill, knowing that you can play the puck as well as you do, the teams have to plan for that.
Yeah, I think a couple teams watch my games before, and they know I play with puck a lot. They, in power play, doesn't shoot lots of puck in the zone, so, like, yeah, it's for me harder, but, you know, like, I keep doing what I can.
You know, we're used to seeing guys like Ryan White and go into the post-whistle scrums and knock guys out away from you and fight if they have to, but we don't often see a goaltender throwing punches and getting guys out of the zone. So what did you see after that play that made you do that, and is that something we should be getting used to seeing you do?
Ryan White, I love this guy, you know, like, he brings a lot of energy, he helps everybody, he's the old guy, like, when you see, like, when you go and guys ready for fight for you, like, it's amazing. It's not just your teammates, you know, it's a, like, really good group.
And going into tomorrow's last home game here at Bell MTS Place, you guys have been phenomenal. 19 wins in your last 23 games here at home. What do you have to do tomorrow to have another good game and then close it out so you can keep this thing rolling?
Same plan, like, we work hard, like, we need the points, like, we need to make a playoff, it's it, like, we don't worry about what they do tomorrow, like, we need to keep doing what we have, you know.
Your team wins a lot of one-goal games, close games. What are you thinking when it's that close in the third period?
I don't know, some teams, like, score a lot, but we don't score a lot, but, you know, forwards work hard, like, we kill lots of chances, like, they block lots of shots, like, I don't know. We win, it's it, you know, doesn't care how many we score.
And just one more for you. It's your 7th straight start in a short period of time. How are you feeling right now?
I feel amazing. Like, it's unbelievable time for me this year. Like, thanks coaches for belief to me. Like, I'm ready to go tomorrow. Like, yeah.
Perfect.